The second parak starts out with Mishnah Aleph, which continues the concept that we saw in the prior Mishnah of Arayos, that there are a lot of psukim in the Torah as it relates to Arayos, and now Mishnah Aleph teaches us how should Arayos be taught between a Rebbe and students. Ein dorshim ba Arayos b'shlosha. It's not permitted for a Rebbe to teach three students the halachas of Arayos. Two of them may get in a conversation together and not pay attention, and they won't learn the halachas correctly. So at a maximum, a Rebbe should teach two students when dealing with the halachas of Arayos. And a Rebbe should not teach the Masa Bereishis, the secrets of creation, to two, only to one Talmud at a time, a Rebbe with one Talmud, and not when it comes to the Merkava, the Sodas of the Merkava, brought in the Nevi'im in a couple places. Even to one student, it should not be taught, unless it's a student who is a real chacham and he can understand what the Rebbe is teaching. The Rebbe will only teach certain things, but you have to leave it to the student to fill in the details and really understand the topic. Otherwise, Masa Merkava should not be taught even on a one-on-one basis. Continuing, things that should not be studied at all. Anyone who tries to analyze and understand one or more of four things, it's preferable he had not come into this world, that he would not have been created. Mala mala, to try to understand what's above in the heavens. Mala mata, what is below? What is below above, and what is, for example, Gehenna, what's below us? Malefanim, what happened before creation of this world? Mala achor, and what will happen after the end of this world? These are things that we cannot in any way understand, and it can lead somebody to heresy, so don't bother trying. V'kol shalochas al kavod kono, whoever doesn't have respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, he does sins in secret, forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can see us anywhere. It disregards us. He's saying, I'm only scared of people, not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is somebody who's not chas, doesn't care about the covet of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Roi lo shalo ba'abal olam. He too, it's preferable he had not come to this world. Now we're going to say Mishnah Beis, a very famous Mishnah when we're talking about bringing the Shalmei Chagiga back to the topic of our Mastachta, the second type of Korbanos that we're talking about. Almost all Korbanos, when an individual brings a Korban, he has to do smicha on that animal. He leans heavily on that animal, but because this is Yontif, Chazal instituted, there's a prohibition to be using animals in that general way. For example, we don't ride on animals. We don't lean on animals. So can we lean on the animal for purposes of bringing the Shalmei Chagiga? So as we will see, this was a long time machlokas between the Zugos, the five different cares of the Nasi and the Abestin that were the governors of Klal Yisrael for much of Bayesheni, of the time of Bayesheni, and this was a machlokas that was not settled. So we're going to list the five of the Zugos. The first one we list, as we'll see at the end of the Mishnah, are going to be the Nesim, the head of the Sanhedrin, and the second one is going to be the Abesim, the second in charge of the Sanhedrin, and this is a machlokas that was not decided, as we'll see again. And just another important piece of information, there's a concept of Teichkef, the Smicha Shchita, that some are of the view that right before Shchit is when you have to do the smicha on the korban you have to bring. Accordingly, if it's yantif, you have to do the smicha, the leaning on the korban, which was required on most korbanos that individuals brought right before the shchita. In other words, but on the other hand, there are those who are of the view that the smicha on the animal does not have to be right before the shchita. And if that is the case, then the smicha, because we have the prohibition of using animals in this way, should be done before Yontif. So the Mishnah goes as follows: Yosef ben Yoezer, Omer Shalog Lismach, you should not do the smicha on the Shalmei Chagiga on Yontif, but it should be done before Yontif. Yosef ben Yochanan, Omer Lismach. On the other hand, Yosef ben Yochanan was of the view that take if the smicha shchita, the smicha has to be done right before the shchita. In other words, the smicha should not be done before Yontif, it should only be done on Yontif, right before the Shechita. And that machlokas continues. Yeshua ben Parachi, Omer Shalol Lismach, Nitai Beli, Omer Lismach, Yehuda ben Tabai, the third of the Zugos, set of the Zugos, Yehuda ben Tabai, Omer Shalol Lismach, Shibon ben Shatach, Omer Lismach, fourth of the Zugos, Shmai, Omer Lismach, Avtalion, Omer Shalol Lismach, and then the fifth of the Zugos, Hillel Menachem, Lenechleku, this was the exception, Hillel Menachem, they did not debate it. Nonetheless, Yatza Menachem, when Menachem left the position of the Av Beis Din and Nechna Shammai, Shammai became the Av Beis Din. So we have Hillel and Shammai, Hillel being the Nasi and Shammai being the Av Beis Din. Shammai Omer Shalol Yismach, Hillel Omer Lismach. So we have for the five Zugos, other than Menachem, we have a Machlokas, do we do the Smicha on Yontif or not? Harishonim, Ayunisim, all those that were listed previously. The first one listed was the Nasi Ushnim Lam, and the second one listed was the Av Beis Din, the Avos Beis Din, Mishnah Gimel. Beishamai Omrim, a continuation of the prior Mishnah, Mevi'in Shlamim Ve'im Somchim Aleim. Beishamai is of the view that we bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yontif, on the first day of Yontif, on the Sholosh Regalim, but we don't do Smicha on it. The Smicha is done before Yontif. Aval Lo Olas. Beishamai was of the view that we don't bring the Olas Ri'ya on Yontif, we bring it during Chol Amoid, because the entire animal is burned on the Mizbeach, there's nothing for it to the people. Accordingly, it should not be brought on Yontif. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel disagrees on two points. Mevi'im Shlamim Ve'olos V'somchim Aleim. Beis Hillel is of the view that not only do we do the Smicha on Yontif, because the Smicha should be right before the Shechita, but in addition, Beis Hillel also disagrees with Beis Shammai that we bring the Ola as well on Yontif, that is not pushed off until Chol Hamoed. Mishnah Dalet, Atzeres Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. When we have Shavuos that falls on Erev Shabbos, we're continuing the discussion of the prior Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai is of the view that because we don't bring the Korban for the Yontif, on Yontif itself, we don't bring the Olas Re'iyah, Yom Tvoach Achar Shabbos, the day that we would bring it. You can't bring it on Shabbos, because we're talking about when Shavuos falls on Friday, you can't bring that Korban, the Olas Re'iyah, according to Beis Shammai on the Yontif. It gets pushed off to Shabbos, you can't bring it on Shabbos, so the day that you would bring it is going to be on Sunday, which is the second day of Chol Hamoed. Beis Hillel Omri, Beis Hillel, as we saw, disagrees. It's consistent in Yom Tvoach Achar Shabbos. The day that it is brought is not Sunday. You can bring the Olas Ri'iyah on Yontif, which is Friday. So there's no change in this. However, there is a situation that Beis Hillel does agree that it gets pushed off. Umodim, Beis Hillel would agree, Shim Chalios B'Shabbos, when Shavuos falls on Shabbos itself, so Yontif falls on Shabbos, Beis Hillel agrees that the Olas Ri'iyah, and in addition, the Shalmei Chagiga, both of them, we don't bring private korbanos on a Shabbos. That would be unacceptable, even though it's the first day of Yontif. That would be pushed off Shiyom Tvoach Achar Shabbos. Their Beis Hillel would agree that those korbanos get pushed off till Sunday. Vein Kohen Gadol Mistablish Bekelev. We're talking about just a little bit background. The Tzedukim were of the view, based on the pasuk, that the Ad Mimacharas Shabbos Shvi'is, that Shavuos would always be Mimacharas Shabbos, Shavuos would always have to be on a Sunday. So when we have this situation where Shavuos falls on Shabbos, and we're pushing off the Olas Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga to Sunday, it's looking like we're agreeing with the Tzedukim. It's making it look like that Shavuos is on Sunday. So accordingly, the Kohen Gadol had to make a statement here. He would not wear his nice Yontif clothing, Shabbos clothing, and a Kohen Gadol Mislabesh Bekelev, his own personal clothing when he's at home or when he's going around. He should dress down and wear weekday clothing to make it clear that we are simply pushing off the Korbanos from Shavuos, which was Shabbos, to today on Sunday, but not that we're agreeing with the Tzedukim that Sunday is Shavuos. Umutarim behesped of Entinus, for a similar reason, the same reason that it is permitted to have eulogies and to fast on that day. Shalul the Kayim Divrei Omri Matzeres Achar Shabbos, to make sure that we are not supporting the Tzedukim who claim that Shavuos falls out on Sunday every year. Mishnah Hey, and through the end of the parak, will require the following introduction. When it comes to Tumah Tahara, and this is actually Tumah Tahara we're going to discuss through the balance of the Masechta, there are different levels of holiness going, and we're going to list out five different levels, going from the least holy to the most holy. Number one is chulin, ordinary food. Still, even if just eating ordinary food, that there were those that were strict to eat it in a certain level of kedusha, of tahara. Next up is Maiser Sheni, the produce that is given, the tithe that is given during certain years of the Shemitah and is eaten in Yerushalayim, or the money is brought to Yerushalayim. That's the next level up. And level number three, Truma. Kohen who is eating Truma has to maintain even a higher level of Tahara. Above that, number four is Kodesh. Somebody who is eating, for example, portions of Korbanos, that is a higher level than Truma. And number five is Mechatas, the water that is mixed with the ashes of the Paraduma in order to purify various things that become tame. So those are the five different levels. So Mishnah Hey says as follows, that notlim liyadayim, we have to wash netilas yadayim when we are eating bread from chulin, lachulin, and in addition, we would wash our hands as we normally do. That's netilas yadayim for bread. And continuing, lachulin ulemaiser, and in addition, when we are eating either bread or produce of maiser sheni, we also have to wash netilas yadayim. That's level number two up. And vilatruma, and in addition, we have to wash netilas yadayim on level number three, even if it's not eating the truma, even for just handling the truma, we would have to wash netilas yadayim. And when it comes to level number four, ula kodesh matbilin, if our hands have a level of tuma, even a rabbinic level of tuma, we have to not only wash the hands from a cup, but we have to tovel the hands in a mikvah, ula chatas. And when it comes to level number five, somebody who's going to handle the mei chatas, the water for that's going to be used in the with the para aduma, im nit muyadav, even if the person's hands become tame on a rabbinic level, nitma gufo, Chazal instituted, his whole body is considered tame, and accordingly that person is required to tovel his whole body in mikvah, in the mikvah, not only his hands. Mishnah Vav, based on those same five levels, hatovel lechulin, there's a concept here on a deraisa level, somebody who is tame simply has to go to mikvah, and he's tahor for all purposes, for all levels that we've talked about. Nonetheless, Chazal instituted that a person going to mikvah has to have in mind that he's going to mikvah to be matar himself. And not only that, but he has to have in mind the level of tahara that he wants to be at. In other words, a kohen who's toveling has to have in mind, I'm going to be eating truma to enable himself to eat truma, level number three. And if he just toveled, having in mind he's going to eat mais or sheni, level number two, he would have to tovel again to eat level number three truma. So that's what our Mishnah tells us, and we're going to go through the five levels. Hatovel lechulin, somebody who is toveling, and he's simply toveling, having in mind that he's going to eat chulin, betahara v'chuchsech lechulin, and that was his intention, and he establishes himself that I am tahor for chulin. He is only tahor for chulin, but asur lemaser, but he's not permitted to eat maiser sheni, level number two, or anything above that. Tava lemaiser, if he tovels for level number two, v'chuchsech lemaiser, that was his intention, asur lechuma, he's not permitted to eat truma, which is level number three, tavol lechuma. If he tovel vechuma v'huchsik lechuma, he's only on level number three. Also the kodesh, he can't eat level number four. Tavol lekodesh v'huchsal lekodesh. If he tovel, he only had in mind that he's going to eat kodesh, level number four. Also the chatas, he's not permitted to handle the mechatas, which is level number five. And the general rule is tavol lechamur. If you tovel for something that's on a higher level, mutar lekal, you are permitted to eat something, handle something on a lower level. But if you toveled on a lower level, you can't jump up a level without toveling specifically, again, having in mind that higher level. Tavol v'lo chuchsak, somebody simply toveled but didn't have in mind anything, ke'ilu lo tavol, it's as if he didn't tovel. You have to have in mind what level you're toveling for. The exception to the rule is if you just tovel and have nothing in mind, you can still eat chulin. That's considered eating chulin on a tahara level. But other than that, you have to have in mind the level that you are being tovel for. Mishnah Zayin, and we're going to continue in this concept of the levels. Bigdei Amaretz, this is talking about Tumas Midrash, which is a certain type of tuma that a Zav Anida or Yoledis will have, that by sitting or standing or leaning, for example, on an item that was made for that purpose, that item received Tumas Midrash, which is an Av Atuma. So too, Bigadim have effectively this Ava Tuma, like a Tumas Midrash. So the Bigdei Amaretz, the clothing of somebody who's an Amaretz, is somebody who's not Makbi, that all about Tuma and Tara, that is going to be a Midrash, that is going to be an Ava Tuma for Leprushim, for people who try to eat, who do eat their chulin on a level of Tahara. In other words, if a Porush, somebody who's trying to be Tahor, in order to eat his chulin, he touches the clothing and Ava Amaretz, he has to tovel b'mikvah. And now we're going to go increasing the same way. We're going to read it based on the text in the Gemara, because we're missing a line in our Mishnah. If somebody is tovels, or somebody who's only strict on level number one, about eating his food, chulin b'tahara, his begadim, bigdei prushim, his begadim, his clothing are going to be a midras la'ochle ma'iser sheni, for those who have to be on a level number two, and they touch the clothing of somebody level number one, they're going to have to be tovel a mikvah, because the clothing is a tumas midras for them. And somebody number, bigdei ochle ma'iser sheni, those who are eating, who are strict about level number two, their clothing is a midras la'ochle chuma, their clothing is a midras for those who are on level number three. And now we'll continue with the text of our Mishnah, Migdei Ochlei Truma, those who adhere to the level of number three, their clothing is a Midrash Lekodesh, for those on level number four, higher level of Tahara. Bigdei Kodesh, to those who are adhering to a level number four, Tahara, their clothing is going to be Midras Atuma Lechatas, for those who have to handle the Mechatas. And now we're going to give two examples of that. Yosef ben Yoezer Hayachasich Bekuna. Yosef ben Yoezer, who was a Kohen, who always maintained himself on level number three, so he could eat Truma, by Samit Pachto Midrash midras l'kodesh, and his mitpachad, which is his cloth nafkin, was a midras for those who had to adhere to the higher level of kodesh, of level number 4. And Yochanan ben Gudgada haya ochal ataras hakodesh kol yamav, ki Yochanan ben Gudgada would maintain himself eating always on level number 4, because he'd be eating a lot of korbanos. He always maintained his life that way. Nonetheless, as high a level he was only on level number 4 relative to number 5. So his clothing, his cloth, we're talking about his cloth napkin, was a midras for those who had to handle the mechatas. If they would touch his cloth napkin, they would have to be tovel b'mikvah in order to enable them to handle the mechatas.